Improve sales management efficiency. Sales managers often deal with unclear sales processes, inconsistent sales performance from their team, and staff who neglect customer tracking requirements. Failing to address these issues can harm your career in management, affect your performance evaluations, and damage the company's profits. While companies often invest in enhancing the skills of their sales representatives, they frequently overlook the professional growth of sales managers. This is a significant issue. Many sales managers lack the expertise to address challenges related to their team, customers, orders, or services. Often, they are former top-performing salespeople who were promoted to managerial positions without any prior management training. Once promoted, companies provide little support, leaving these managers to their new roles independently. Sales managers without proper training often struggle to achieve their revenue targets, leading to confusion among their team members and low performance. Due to their inability to meet goals, some of these managers eventually seek opportunities elsewhere. Solutions to 15 sales management issues summarized for clarity. Sales managers must regularly communicate with their salespeople to evaluate performance and address any issues promptly. They need to understand how and when to apply disciplinary actions, establish strategies to minimize sales errors, and discuss necessary improvements. When you bring new sales reps onto your team, it's crucial to get them oriented quickly. This means explaining what you and the company expect from them and setting clear operating rules right away. This approach helps prevent future issues and ensures everyone is on the same page from the start. Sales issues often have clear solutions, but it's important to prepare before taking action. When managing struggling salespeople, those who are not meeting targets, are difficult to work with, or not following guidelines, take time to understand their situation. Gather reliable information about what's going on. Plan out your conversation beforehand. It's helpful to have a script to guide your discussion. When talking to them, choose your words carefully to avoid making them feel defensive. This approach can lead to more productive conversations and better outcomes. Here are the main problems that sales managers often face, along with solutions. 1. The inconsistent sales rep. Problem: sales representatives often meet and then fail to meet their sales and revenue targets, which not only affects team morale but also reflects poorly on your management. Solution: to address this issue, engage with your reps during successful sales periods to discuss revenue challenges. Avoid focusing solely on improving their sales skills. Instead, use data to show them their sales trends and patterns using easy-to-understand graphs. Additionally, consider implementing policies that hold reps accountable for inconsistency, such as placing those who miss quotas for 2 consecutive months on probation. These steps can help drive better performance and team cohesion. 2. Selling only to existing customers. Problem: sales representatives should be more proactive in reaching out to potential clients and building relationships. They need to generate new business actively. Solution: to address this, monitor their performance metrics regularly to identify if they struggle to bring in new clients for the company. If they consistently fall short, have them complete an online sales assessment and arrange sales training if necessary. All reps must achieve their prospecting targets by setting appointments or giving product demonstrations on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. To boost motivation, consider offering financial incentives for meeting these goals. 3. Social media paralysis. Problem: salespeople heavily rely on the internet for their work, spending excessive time on social media and neglecting traditional sales methods like phone calls. Solution: to address this issue, recognize that these sales reps won't alter their behavior without solid reasons. Start by using a time tracking app to understand how much time reps spend online and what they do there. Offer telephone skills training to improve their phone performance and emphasize the importance of diversifying their sales approach. Challenge reps to propose 2 specific ways they can enhance their phone skills. 4. Salesperson fiefdom. Problem: the company's sole sales representative is exceptional but unable to cover the entire market alone. They are threatening to leave if more salespeople are hired to divide the territory. Solution: to recruit additional salespeople. If the current representative threatens to resign, offer them a financial bonus to encourage them to stay. If they do leave, other capable salespeople might perform even better. The company cannot expand if one person monopolizes the sales area. 5. Trouble with titles. Problem: salespeople often seek impressive job titles like solutions consultant or national account representative. However, changing titles can cause confusion among customers, annoy colleagues, or even require adjustments to territories. Solution: to solve this, keep job titles straightforward and consistent. Always get approval from your supervisor before changing titles or descriptions. Confusing customers or exaggerating responsibilities with titles does more harm than good. If you want to recognize someone, consider adding a separate role, like new hire training coordinator. 6. CRM noncompliance. Problem: sales representatives are not effectively utilizing our CRM software, often entering minimal or incomplete information. As a result, it's challenging for executives to understand each salesperson's activities. Solution: to address this issue, we'll create a set of best practice sample notes that salespeople can refer to when entering information into the CRM. We'll gather insights from reps who already excel in making detailed entries to identify effective note-taking strategies. Additionally, we'll provide coaching to all sales staff on the importance of thoughtful planning and clear communication when using the CRM. 7. The mysterious remote salesperson. Problem: your remote sales team members are struggling to keep in touch with the office, missing appointments, neglecting their account responsibilities, and their daily activities remain a mystery. Solution: to boost the effectiveness of your remote sales team, start by monitoring their CRM activity, computer logins, email and phone usage, and customer visits. Then, have a direct conversation with each team member about their performance and whether they can work full days. This discussion can often prompt struggling team members to resign. For those who stay but don't improve, implement a probation period with specific accountability goals. If they fail to meet these goals, termination may be necessary. It's a common issue for companies lacking the infrastructure to support remote workers effectively. 8. Unethical behavior. Problem: a salesperson engages in dishonest behavior, and you discover it. Solution: notify your supervisor about the issue with the salesperson. If your boss chooses to retain them, issue a written warning and place the sales rep on probation. When discussing the situation with them, have another person present, like someone from HR. If termination becomes necessary later on, follow your company's procedures carefully. Refrain from providing a reference for this sales rep unless you are aware of your company's policies regarding references. 9. Misaligned territories. The problem: sales representatives sometimes request custom territories that are personally convenient but don't make geographic sense. This can lead to unfair boundaries that overlap with other reps' territories, causing disagreements. Solution: avoid arranging territories based on personal preferences. Instead, use objective criteria and territory mapping software to ensure fairness and efficiency in sales territories. This approach minimizes conflict and promotes a smoother working environment for everyone involved. 10. The selling sales manager. Problem: your company has introduced a unique position where the sales manager not only handles their own sales tasks but also oversees other salespeople. Solution: this approach rarely succeeds. It's simple: managers should focus on managing, and sales reps should focus on selling. Each job demands specific skills. 11. The superstar sales manager. Problem: the company promotes a top-performing sales representative to the role of sales manager. However, the superstar rep struggles to let go of their former sales responsibilities and frequently disrupts the work of other assigned representatives. Solution: consider that an outgoing, constantly active salesperson might not enjoy a sedentary management role and could lose interest. Invite the new sales manager to take part in a sales management evaluation to highlight their management skills. Encourage the manager to adopt a coaching and mentoring approach. Provide formal training in management skills. 12. Loosely defined sales cycle. Problem: salespeople operate on varying sales timelines, making it difficult for managers to forecast sales accurately or predict when deals will close. Solution: to succeed, you and your sales team need to follow a clear and agreed-upon process for making sales. Sometimes, salespeople who aren't doing well use confusing sales cycles to avoid taking responsibility. Make sure all your salespeople agree on a specific sales process for future sales. Some might worry that this could affect how much they earn, but change can be unsettling for anyone. Explain that every sales team needs a standard sales cycle that everyone follows equally. 13. The mediocre rep. Problem: some salespeople consistently meet their sales goals but never surpass them. Despite efforts to help them improve, they remain in this rut. As a sales manager, you often think about replacing them with more effective representatives. Solution: to enhance sales performance, we'll first conduct a sales assessment to pinpoint strengths and areas for improvement among all sales reps. If a salesperson consistently falls below the team's average sales for 2 consecutive months, they will be placed on probation. Continued underperformance for the next month will prompt a meeting with their managers to discuss future steps, potentially leading to termination. This new policy is designed to motivate average performers to elevate their sales skills and meet team expectations effectively. 14. Unqualified Vice President of Sales. Problem: your company mistakenly granted a high-ranking title like Vice President of Sales to its first salesperson upon request. Despite being skilled in sales, this individual lacks management abilities and certainly isn't executive material. When new sales hires join the company, this vice president attempts to train them. However, they quickly surpass him or her in performance. Solution: to address the situation realistically, have an honest conversation with your vice president, VP, of sales. Start by acknowledging their strong sales record. Explain the need for restructuring the sales organization. Inform them that their new title will be sales representative, which aligns with their current responsibilities. Highlight their strengths and propose additional responsibilities in these areas to boost morale. 15. High base salary. Problem: sales managers often offer high base salaries to attract top-performing reps. However, many times these reps end up underperforming. They tend to prefer their guaranteed base pay and therefore lack motivation to work hard for commissions and generate more sales. Solution: research industry pay standards for salespeople. Implement 2 changes. 1. Set fixed salaries for all sales reps. 2. Gradually decrease the base salary of highly paid reps over 3 months until it matches others. Emphasize the new standardized pay policy when discussing this with the highly paid rep, focusing on the policy change rather than personal performance. Key points. 1. Communicate regularly, use data for coaching, and enforce accountability for consistent sales performance and team cohesion. 2. Train reps to reach out to new clients, monitor metrics, provide assessments, and offer incentives for meeting prospecting targets. 3. Address excessive social media use by tracking online activity, providing phone skills training, and encouraging diverse sales approaches. 4. Expand strategically to avoid over-reliance on individual performers, retain talent, and broaden market coverage. 5. Maintain clear and consistent job titles to prevent confusion and territorial disputes. 6. Improve CRM compliance with best practice guidelines, coaching on note-taking, and emphasizing clear communication. 7. Optimize remote sales team performance through metric monitoring, direct discussions, and clear accountability goals.